to head back to the field for the second half of our baseball doubleheader. Once again, here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And welcome back to Duncan Field. We got game number two of our twin bill here tonight. North Platte First National Bank claiming the first one here tonight by a score of 8-2 over Hastings 5 Points Bank. So we get to go for one more time here. Hastings 5 Points Bank now 9-13 in the season. North Platte First National Bank improves to 12 wins and 9 losses. Hastings actually out-hit North Platte in that first ball game 9-5, but Hastings also committing some miscues in the field. They had 4 errors compared to only 2 for North Platte. And the Hastings pitchers yielded some walks and some hit batters in that first one. That was just enough to spell defeat for Hastings 5 Points Bank. An 8-2 decision for North Platte First National Bank over Hastings in game number one here tonight. North Platte scored 1 run in the first inning of play. They had 4 in inning number 2. They got another couple of runs in the 5th inning of play and 1 more in the 6th. Hastings scoring 1 run in the 2nd inning and 1 run in the 3rd. They had the bases loaded in the 1st and did not score. In fact, Hastings had 11 men left on the base pads in game number 1. So we'll see what happens here in the 2nd half of the doubleheader tonight as Mason Spilanek is going to get the start for Hastings in game number 1 on the mound for Hastings head coach Steve Illingworth. Starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings will go with Kyle Goldenstein out in center field. He will bat first. Will Reimer will bat second. He'll be the shortstop. Ryan Bender, the first baseman, will bat third. Xander Schmidt will bat fourth. He'll be the designated hitter in game number 2 tonight. Pat Opperman will be the catcher. He'll bat fifth. Matt Karloff will be the left fielder. He will bat sixth. Jonas Schultz will be at third base here in game number 2. He will bat in the 7th position. John Blazer will be your right fielder. He'll bat 8th. And Brandon Panganiban will be the second baseman. He'll bat 9th. Mason Spilanek on the mound tonight for Hastings here in game number 2. Spilanek is 1-2 on the season. He has thrown 16 and a third innings for 5 Points Bank, giving up 18 hits and 13 runs. 4 base on balls and 8 strikeouts. ERA is sitting at 6.86. So Mason Spilanek, the starter for Hastings here in game number 2. North Platte First National Bank will go with Luke Voltz at shortstop. He'll lead off. Cade Folkert will be your pitcher. He'll bat second. Jim McCain will be your catcher. He'll bat third. Ben Sucraw will be your center fielder. He will bat fourth. Taylor Williams will be your third baseman. He will bat in the number 5 position. Nick Martinez will be the right fielder. He will bat sixth. Jared Webster will be your second baseman. He will bat seventh. Jordan Enderle will be your first baseman. He'll bat eighth. And Thatcher Vapp will be your left fielder. He will bat in the number 9 position here tonight. Starting lineups have been brought to you by 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank member, FDIC. So the second half of the twin bill just moments away. Mason Spilling going to be completing his warm-up tosses out there. And we'll get ready to go for the second half of the twin bill here tonight. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes, they are playing tonight on the road. They're playing in North Platte. Hastings Runza has got some ball games coming up tomorrow here at Duncan Field as we look forward to some more American Legion baseball action. It'll be Seward in town to take on Hastings. That will be tomorrow. In fact, they have a doubleheader planned with Seward tomorrow at 5:30 and 8 o'clock. Hastings 5 Points Bank will be taking on North Platte here tonight. Then they don't play. Check that. They got Kearney Runza tomorrow night. That will be a road game in Kearney. Then Hastings will play Lincoln North Star and Lincoln East coming up this weekend. Then weekday games next week against Aurora and a return engagement with Kearney Runza at home. So Hastings still with a busy week ahead of him after this one here tonight. So we're set to go. It'll be Hastings 5 Points Bank, the home team here in game number 2. They were the visitors in game number 1. Both teams still wearing their red jerseys here tonight. So a lot of red on the old diamond. North Platte has got the gray baseball pants and their blue helmets. Hastings in their white pants and their red tops. They've got the red baseball caps here tonight. And the first guy to come to the plate here for North Platte First National Bank is going to be Luke Voltz. He is the shortstop. Mason Spilinek will get things started for Hastings on the mound here tonight. His first pitch is going to be up high. Nope, it's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing in one to Luke Voltz. So Mason Spilinek, the starter here for Hastings, throws the first one in there. He gets a sign from his catcher, Pat Opperman, and here's the next pitch. Hit right back out in front of the plate. Fielded there by Spilinek. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. Just got a little piece of that one as Luke Voltz sends it out there. Retrieved by Mason Spilinek as he goes over to Bender for the out. And that's going to bring up Cade Folkerts, the pitcher, coming up there next. Hastings defensively with Pat Opperman behind the plate tonight. Spilinek on the mound. Ryan Bender at first base. Brandon Panganiban at second. Will Reimer is at shortstop. And Jonas Schultz is at third base. Out of the outfield, you've got Matt Karloff out in left. Kyle Goldenstein out in center. John Blazer in right field. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. And the count nothing and one to Cade Folkert, the pitcher for North Platte here in this second half of the doubleheader. He failed to get a hit in that first ball game. Played out in center field the first time up there. Sacrifice, base on balls, reached on an error and flew out to right field. Next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone. And the count goes to one ball and one strike now to Cade Folkert. Here comes the next one. It's another fastball by Spilinek that's going to miss. That's 2-1. Spilinek was the winner last week as Hastings beat Norfolk in the second half of a doubleheader, 8-3. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. And it's now 2-2. In fact, Nate Williams was the winning pitcher for Hastings as Hastings 5 Points Bank went on the road and swept two games from Norfolk, 10-1 and 8-3. Williams picked up the win in the first game. Jason Spilinek, the winner in the second ball game, or Mason Spilinek. Here's the next pitch. It can be fouled away on the first base side, and the count remains at 2-2. Williams could not get the job done for Hastings in game number one. He lasted 4 innings, gave up 6 runs, 4 base hits, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts, and a hit batter. Jonas Schultz came on and threw the final couple of innings for Hastings as Hastings 5 Points Bank dropped one to North Platte First National Bank by the score of 8-2. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and now the count has been worked full of 3 balls and 2 strikes here to Cade Folkert, the pitcher for North Platte First National Bank. Here's the next pitch. It's swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. So a good start here for Mason Spilinek. A ground out, now a strikeout. That's going to bring up Jim McCain next. McCain is the catcher here in game number two. McCain was also the catcher in game number one today. He walked a couple of times, had that 3-run double in the second inning of play that really broke the Hastings 5 Points Bank backs there early in the ball game, and he also grounded out of the ball game. They scored, 4 runs in that second inning. 3 of them were on that double by Jim McCain. And he's up there now. He takes his strike. Here comes the next pitch by Spilinek. It's going to be down low for a ball. It's now 1-1. Temperature in the 70s here for game number two. Still plenty of time to come on out and catch some American Legion baseball action tonight here at Duncan. Just getting started in the second half of the Twin Bill as the next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. It's now 2-1 here to Jim McCain. Ben Sucraw, the center fielder, would be up next for North Platte First National Bank. They are batting in the top half of the first. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. On the first base side, out of play. Count remains at 2-2. So Jim McCain wearing that number 12, that red jersey. With a club in hand, right-hand batter's box. Next pitch is going to be just outside. It just misses. And the count now is full at 3-2. Spilinek worked the count full and Folkert, the last batter up there, and got him to strike out. Here comes the 3-2 pitch hit on the ground towards second. Actually, Will Reimer's got it at shortstop. His throw over to first base. It's going to be in time. It bounces to the first baseman, Ryan Bender, but he picks it up on the hop and records the outs. He gets the job done. North Platte goes down in the order here in the top half of the first inning of game number two. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first with the score. North Platte nothing. Hastings coming to bat.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowell back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. This weekend on Saturday, we've got the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. The East taking on the West in this annual showdown. 1:15 for the pregame show. 1:30 will be the kickoff. You can catch the game on Saturday on Classic. It's 98.9 KKPR. Back with more Legion baseball coverage next week here on 1230 KHAS. We'll catch up with Hastings Five Points Bank and Kearney Runza next Wednesday. Airtime there will be at 7:45, a single game, 8 o'clock for the first pitch. Hastings and Kearney Runza next Wednesday, American Legion Baseball on 1230 KHAS. Cade Folkert is going to be your pitcher for North Platte here in game number one, actually game number two. Kyle Goldenstein will come up there to lead off the second ball game for Hastings. He's out in center field. Will Reimer will bat second, and Ryan Bender in the number three position here tonight. As this pitch comes to the plate, it's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike to Kyle Goldenstein. Goldenstein led off in the last ball game as well. He went 0 for 4 out of that leadoff position. Here comes the next pitch by Folkert. Another fastball right at the knees for another strike. Nothing in two. Kyle Goldenstein started the day with a batting average of 194 for Hastings Five Points Bank out of that leadoff position. Here comes the 0-2 count. It's going to be up there for a high fastball. It's going to miss. One ball and two strikes. So 1-2 the count here to Kyle Goldenstein. Will Reimer in the on-deck circle here for Hastings Five Points Bank. One ball and two strikes. Here comes Folkert's next pitch. It's going to be popped up. First base side. Foul territory. Giving chase, and it gets out of play. Into the seat. So the count remains at one ball and two strikes to Kyle Goldenstein for Hastings Five Points Bank. Goldenstein has had some big ball games the last 7 days or so, but could not get a base hit in game number one. Goldenstein has got seven base hits and 36 trips to the plate so far this year for Hastings 5 points. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, hit toward third. Williams has got it. Digs for first, and they get him in time over there. As Goldenstein was digging for first place, a nice long throw by Taylor Williams in time over to Jordan Enderle. For the first out of the inning. That one goes 5-3 officially in your books. And Will Reimer comes up there next. Reimer is the shortstop for Hastings Five Points Bank. Reimer started the day with a batting average of 317. He had no base hits in the opener. He struck out once, walked once, grounded out once, and flew out once. So Will Reimer comes up there for the first time here in game number two and will foul away the first pitch down the right field side. No balls and one strike. Lights are on now at Duncan Field as we reach into this second ball game here tonight. This one also scheduled for seven innings. Will Reimer waiting here at the plate. And here's the pitch to him. It's going to be hit right back up through the middle. It gets by the pitcher, Folkert, and now mishandled at the second base bag there by Jared Webster. And Will Reimer is going to be safe over there at first. A hard hit ball. Folkert could not knock it down in the pitcher's mound. Webster came over near the bag at second base to try to retrieve it. He couldn't do it as it falls out of his glove. And Ryan Bender comes up there next. Probably a base hit here, but we'll double check as Will Reimer gets a board here for Hastings. He'll take his lead down there at first base. It's going to be a base hit for Reimer. Ryan Bender comes up there next. Bender in the number three position here tonight. He had one base hit in four trips to the plate in that first ball game. He walked, struck out once, grounded out once, and had a single. That single was in the first inning. So now the pitcher, Folkerts, will work from the stretch with Reimer on at first base. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball, 2-0 the count. So Will Reimer gets aboard here for Hastings. Hastings Fine Points Bank with 33 stolen bases so far this year. Reimer has got four of those. He is second on the team, actually third on the team in stolen bases. There's a big swing and a miss at the plate. Bender just maybe got a little piece of that one, a little nick as it falls out of the glove of Jim McCain, the catcher. Two balls and one strike now to Ryan Bender with Reimer on at first base here for Hastings Fine Points Bank. Folkerts working from the stretch. He comes set on the mound. There's a curve ball that's going to be inside for a ball. It's now 3-1. So Ryan Bender, he has walked a team high 16 times so far this year. He has struck out 11 times. He's got 17 RBIs, three home runs this season for Hastings. Next pitch is going to be a fastball that misses down low. And now Hastings with a couple of base runners here in this first inning. Reimer is on at second base. Ryan Bender gets aboard on a base on balls here in the first. That's going to bring up Xander Schmidt. Next, he is the designated hitter. Xander Schmidt started the day with a batting average of .316. He was the DH in game number one, came up with a couple of base hits. Scored a run, couple of singles, hit into a double play once. Fouled one back to the catcher. So he was 2-for-4 in game number one. Not hurting his average whatsoever. Steps up for there for the first time in game number two here against Cade Folkerts of North Platte and fouls away the first pitch on the first base side. So no balls and one strike to Xander Schmidt of Hastings. Ryan Bender is on at first base and Will Reimer is on at second base. For Hastings, 5 points back as they try to erase the memories of game number one where North Platte beat Hastings by the score of 8-2. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit off of the handle of the bat. Pops it up on the first base side. It gets out of play. Hits hard up here in the stands, about three rows up, right behind the North Platte dugout here on the first base side. The count is at no balls and two strikes now to Xander Schmidt. Hastings with one man out here in the bottom half of the first inning. No score between Hastings and North Platte tonight. Cade Folkerts looks in for the sign from his catcher, Jim McCain. He throws one to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes now to Xander Schmidt. Matt Opperman is in the on-deck circle here for Hastings. Matt Karloff would follow him, and then Jonas Schultz if Hastings can get something going here in the first. One ball and two strikes. This is the count. There's one bat out here in this bottom of the first inning, and here comes the next pitch to the plate. Swung out and missed. He strikes him out. Xander got around with him, but not early enough. Good cut by Xander, but he strikes out. First strike out of the ball game by Cade Folkerts, and that's going to bring up Pat Opperman next, the catcher. So Opperman will head to the plate here as he sheds his shin guards. Opperman comes up there, the fifth man to come to the plate here in the first inning for Hastings. Opperman started the day with a batting average of .218, failed to get a hit in game number one. Reached on a base on balls, laid down a sacrifice, reached on an error, and also flew out to the third baseman. Comes up there now with a man out in scoring position at second base. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. Nothing and one to Pat Opperman. Opperman started the day with 12 base hits and 55 trips to the plate. He has walked 8 times. He has struck out 6 times. Opperman waiting, and now he calls the timeout here as he backs out of the batter's box. Winds blowing out of the east-southeast to start the ball game today at about 14 miles per hour. They picked up about midway through that first ball game, and now they have died down just a little bit, but Old Glory still flying out there in center field. There's another strike there as it's right down the pipe by Cade Folkerts, the North Platte pitcher. The count is now at no balls and two strikes here to Opperman with two men out in the first inning. Runners out at first and second base. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung on and missed, and he strikes out Opperman to end the inning. So he strikes out Xander Schmidt. He strikes out Pat Opperman, and the inning is over for Hastings. They score no runs on a base hit, no errors, and two men left on base. We played one with a score. Hastings nothing and North Platte nothing.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online, anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Our internet service at the ballpark tonight, courtesy of Blue Force Broadband, provided by Glenwood Wireless. They've been serving Central Nebraska for over 50 years. For more information, you can email info@shopglenwood.net or you can call 866-756-4746. Hastings losing the opener tonight by the score of 8-2 to North Platte First National Bank. No score here in game number two as we head to inning number two. And coming up there for North Platte will be Ben Sucraw, the center fielder, Taylor Williams, the third baseman, and Nick Martinez, the right fielder. Mason Spilenick, the pitcher for Hastings, breezed right on by inning number one tonight. Had a couple of ground outs and a strikeout. So the right-hander Mason Spilenick goes to work here in inning number two, and the first pitch is some off-speed stuff that's in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Ben Sucraw for North Platte First National Bank. Sucraw in the first ball game had two base hits, had a couple of singles, had an RBI. He takes a swing there and a swing and a miss. Nothing and two to Ben Sucraw. So a couple of singles, an RBI, then he grounded out once back to the first baseman, then he flew out to center field. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. Back out of play into the parking lot here at Duncan. Keeps the ball chasers busy here. No balls and two strikes to Ben Sucraw of North Platte First National Bank. Here's the windup and the pitch by Spilenick. Is hit right by Gansett, or rather by Jonas Schultz at third base. Ricochets off of his glove into left field. Heading for second base on the play, and getting in there safely is going to be Ben Sucraw. So it's hit right to Jonas Schultz at third base. And right on by his glove into left field to Matt Karloff. And Ben Sucraw gets aboard here. And now Taylor Williams is going to come to the plate next. We're going to rule that a base hit for Sucraw. So that's the first hit of the ball game for North Platte First National Bank. As they pull into a second base in the play, Williams comes up there next. And he fouls away this first pitch down the right field side. Nothing and one to Taylor Williams, who's playing at third base here in game number two. Also played there in game number one. Had no base hits. Three trips to the plate. Actually, four trips to the plate. Grounded out twice. Reached on an error. Scored a run and grounded out once. Taylor Williams waiting on the pitch. Here it comes. Some off-speed stuff that stays up high for a ball. It is now one ball and one strike here to Williams. Nick Martinez, the right fielder, is due up next, and we'll see Jared Webster. Playing in the top half of the second, North Platte, the visiting team here in game number two. Next pitch is going to be a fastball that stays out wide. And the count is at two balls and one strike. So Spilenick, the winner pitcher a week ago in the ball game against Norfolk in the second half of the twin bill on the road. Taking the start here tonight for head coach Steve Illingworth. Here's the next pitch, a swing and a miss. And the count is now even up with two balls and two strikes. North Platte's got a base runner on at second. That is Ben Sucra. Williams now even on the count here at the plate at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bonick working in for the sign from his catcher, Pat Opperman, who's been behind the dish the entire way here tonight. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, and it's going to be fouled away again on the right field side, out of play. And the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kansas City Royals playing at home tonight to the Milwaukee Brewers. Kansas City has got the lead. They're in the bottom half of the sixth inning, 1-0. Kansas City's got only 3 base hits in that ballgame, but they got the lead. There's a ball hit right back to Spilinick on the mound. It ricochets off of his glove. He picks it up, goes to first base. That's in time. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Sucra. Williams is thrown out from pitcher to first. And now Nick Martinez comes up there next. Martinez is the right fielder. He will bat from the right-hand side. Nick Martinez was the DH in game number one. Was hit by a pitch, struck out once, and he reached on a fielder's choice. So he was 0-for in that first ball game. Martinez going to try his luck again here in inning number two. Martinez started the day with a batting average of .361 for North Platte. As he waits on the pitch here from Spilinick, there's a fastball that stays down low. Opperman scoops it out of the dirt. 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez, 13 out of 36. Coming into the ballgame tonight, he had 11 RBIs. Still looking for his first base hit of this doubleheader. Spilinick working from the stretch and now offers one to the plate. The ball is going to be fouled down the right field line. Giving chase is going to be Blazer, but he can't get there. John Blazer out in right field could not get there for Hastings, so a long strike there. And the count to Nick Martinez is sitting at 1 ball and 1 strike. So 1-1 the count. Here comes the next pitch by Spilinick. It's swung out and missed. Way out in front of that one was your batter, Nick Martinez. And the count is sitting at 1 ball and 2 strikes now with one man out here in the second inning of play. Sucra has moved his way around to third base. He's 90 feet away from scoring the first run of the ball game here in the second. Here comes the next pitch. It's way outside. And again, a good grab from behind the plate. Scooping that ball up was Pat Opperman. 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Taylor Williams, the third baseman for North Platte First National Bank. Spilinick throws another one into the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike, and he strikes him out. Strikeout number 2 in the ball game for Spilinick here in this one. Now there's 2 men out. That was a big strike there. A man is just 90 feet away from scoring. That's a Sucra. A called third strike on Nick Martinez. And now Jared Webster, the second baseman, comes up there next. Webster played at first base, or actually second base, in game number one here tonight. He was looking for his first base hit. And here's one hit right back to the pitcher's mound. Spilinick grabs it, goes to first base. That's going to be in time. So they get the base hit from Ben Sucra, but they can't do anything with it. No runs, a base hit, no errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the second with a score. North Platte nothing, Hastings nothing.
This Saturday, join us on Classic Hits 98.9 for the 35th annual Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Classic.
They take it into the end zone for the touchdown. The guy just powers into the end zone for the score.
48 of the top 8-Man players from across the state meet in the center for this annual battle between the East and the West.
He is stuck yet again, and he did not make it back to the line of scrimmage.
1:15 pregame show with kickoff set for 1:30 live from Lloyd Wilson Field in Hastings. It's the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Classic, and it's on Classic Hits 98.9.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, Hastings nothing, and North Platte First National Bank nothing. Second half of the doubleheader here tonight. North Platte winning the first game 8-2. A lot of Major League Baseball going on tonight. Everything in interleague play with the exception of one game. That's in the National League where the Houston Astros are playing out west against the San Francisco Giants. We'll get you a scoreboard update coming up here momentarily. It's going to be Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the second. Going to have Matt Karloff, also Jonas Schultz coming up there, and John Blazer. If any of those guys get aboard, we'll see Brandon Pangeneben. Cade Folkert's your pitcher here for North Platte. Hastings had a couple of base runners in the first inning, but could not score. And the first two pitches here from Cade Folkert's breaking pitches that are right across the center portion of the plate for called strikes on Matt Karloff, who's playing out in left field here in game number two. Karloff waiting on the pitch, and here it comes. It's on the way. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner, and on three pitches, he strikes out. Karloff didn't get his bat off of the shoulder in those three pitches, and he strikes out. That's three consecutive strikeouts now for Cade Folkert. Struck out the last two guys he faced in the first inning, and Schmidt and Opperman, and he gets Karloff looking here to begin inning number two. So three strikeouts. Jonas Schultz is going to try his luck now for Hastings as he comes to the plate. That's in there for a strike on the outside corner. So Cade Folkert is finding his rhythm here in this ball game against Hastings. Jonas Schultz played in the first ball game as well for Hastings. In fact, he threw the final couple of innings in relief of Nate Williams. Did not have an official at-bat. So Jonas Schultz is up there for the first time here tonight. Schultz has a batting average of .250 on the season. He's got six base hits and 24 trips to the plate. A little half-check swing there is going to be fouled away on the first base side right in front of the North Platte dugout. No balls and two strikes. Hastings will be on the road tomorrow night. They'll be in Kearney to take on Kearney Runza, a team that's beaten them already this season. And Hastings will play Lincoln North Star and Lincoln East coming up this weekend. There's a ball hit towards second. Webster charges, grabs it, goes to first base. That's going to be in time. So Jonas Schultz is retired in the play from second to first. John Blazer comes up there next. Blazer, he's playing out in right field here tonight for Hastings in this second half of the twin bill. Did not play in game number one. He is 5 for 21 from the plate so far this season. His batting average is sitting at .238. He has walked four times. He has struck out 10 times so far this season. As he takes a pitch there for a strike in the outside corner. Nothing in one. Those ball games this weekend for Hastings 5 Points Bank will be in Lincoln at 12 and 2:30. Will be the game times there as the next pitch is going to be fouled away. Nothing in two. So Hastings on the road at Kearney Runza tomorrow night. They'll be playing at Lincoln North Star and Lincoln East. What turns out to be a doubleheader against two different teams on Saturday afternoon. There's a base hit right back up through the middle. It's going to be fielded there by Sucra, the center fielder. So John Blazer out of the number 8 position gets a base hit here for Hastings. He's aboard at first base, and that's going to bring up Brandon Pangeneba next, the second baseman. Hastings will play Aurora next Tuesday night in Aurora, and then Kearney Runza back here next Wednesday beginning at 8 o'clock, and we'll have that game for you right here on 1230 KHIS beginning with a pregame show at 7:45. Hastings and North Platte First National Bank here tonight in the second half of the twin bill. No score as we play here in the bottom half of the second inning of play as Brandon Pangeneben fouls away this next pitch back to the screen. No balls and one strike to Brandon. Base runner at first base is going to be John Blazer after he singles to center field. So nothing in one to Brandon Pangeneben here for Hastings. Stands here in the right-hand batter's box. The next pitch is going to be a fastball that misses inside. One ball and one strike to Pangeneben. Brandon played at right field in game number one. He started the day with a batting average of .256. Pangeneben with one hit and three trips to the plate in that first half of the twin bill. Blazer takes his lead at first base. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. Two balls and one strike now to Pangeneben. He has walked four times. He has struck out 8 times coming into the ball game here today. No home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Batting in the number 9 position here tonight. Base runner is on at first. That's Blazer. Folkert looks that way. The pitcher for North Platte fires one of the plates. Going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes now to Brandon Pangeneben. And he's playing at second base here for Hastings in this second half of the doubleheader. Folkert's working for the stretch again. Throws under the plate. Off-speed stuff, and he strikes him out. A swing and a miss by Panganiban. So that's four strikeouts in the first two innings here for Cade Folkert, the pitcher for North Platte. Hastings scores no runs, a base hit, no errors, one left. So Hastings has now left 13 men on the base pads in the first nine innings of this doubleheader here tonight. We go to the top of the third inning with a score. North Platte nothing, Hastings nothing.
Is your Pops Tops?
Hey, Pop, did you hear the big news?
1230 KHAS Radio loves all fathers, and we've got a brand new toolbox filled with gift certificates for one lucky dad. Register your dad in Hastings at Custom Pack, Eek's Office Plus, Brad's Marine, Orchland Farm and Home, Godfather's Pizza, and Mountain Mud Espresso. Making Father's Day super special for one lucky dad. Winner announced on June 14th. It's 1230 KHAS Radio. Get your dad registered today.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan, who's ahead to the third inning of play. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight between North Platte and Hastings. Checking the scoreboard, interleague play tonight in Major League Baseball. Baltimore is out on top of Pittsburgh, 8-3. They are in the top half of the seventh inning. Top of the ninth is Colorado, leading the Toronto Blue Jays by the score of 4-2. Bottom of the seventh is the Mets over the Tampa Bay Rays by a score of 9-2. Bottom of the sixth inning, the Texas Rangers setting out Arizona by a score of 5-0. They're in the top of the seventh inning now down in Kansas City, where the Royals continue to lead the Brewers by a score of 1-0. Middle of the fifth inning is the Twins leading the Philadelphia Phillies by a score of 6-4. We'll get you some more scores coming up here. There's a ground ball toward first, grabbing the ball there, going over and touching the bag and recording the outs. Jordan Enderle grounds out to the first baseman, Ryan Bender, for Hastings for the first out of the third inning. Here's Thatcher Vapp coming up there next. He is the left fielder. Batting in the number 9 position here tonight for North Platte. The other scores from interleague play in Major League Baseball. The Yankees are leading the Atlanta Braves 6-4. They're in the middle of the eighth inning. There's an attempted bunt popped up and is grabbed there by the pitcher Spilenick. So a couple of pitches and two outs recorded here is Thatcher Vapp. Pops went back to the pitcher. An attempted bunt. That brings up Luke Voles next. He is the shortstop. Voles, he grounded out to the pitcher in inning number 1. The Cincinnati Reds leading the Cleveland Indians 7-1. They are in the bottom of the eighth inning tonight. Boston Red Sox leading the Marlins by the score of 2-1. They're in the top of the ninth. Top of the sixth inning, it's the Cubs over the Detroit Tigers, 1-0. Middle of the sixth, the Chicago White Sox leading St. Louis by the score of 2-0. There's a fly ball toward right. Blazer settles under it and makes the catch in an easy inning there for the pitcher for Hastings, Mason Spilenick, as Luke Voles flies out to right field. So North Platte scores no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third with a score, North Platte nothing, Hastings nothing.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHIS at Duncan. No score between Hastings and North Platte. Continuing with those Major League Baseball scores for you tonight. Top of the third inning, the Colorado Rockies out on top of Oakland by the score of 4-2. Later on tonight, the Padres playing in Seattle against the Mariners. The Angels against the Dodgers out in Los Angeles. And that one lone National League game tonight in San Francisco, the Giants playing host to the Houston Astros. No score here between Hastings and North Platte. North Platte winning the first game of two tonight by the score of 8-2. As Hastings comes to bat now here in the third inning of play. Staying out there, Cade Folkerts for North Platte. Hastings so far has got a couple of base hits here in this ball game. They've stranded three base runners, but nothing across the plate so far. Leading things off for Hastings here in this third inning will be Kyle Goldenstein. He's ahead of the count at 2 balls and no strikes. He grounded out to first base back there in inning number one. Goldenstein waits on the pitch. Here it comes, a breaking pitch that's going to be in there for a strike, 2-1. Kyle Goldenstein started the day with a batting average of 194. He was 0-for-4 in game number one with a strikeout. Here comes the next pitch. It's hit right back up through the middle. It's knocked down by Folkert. It's loose here in the infield. And in there with a base hit is going to be Goldenstein. Folkert knocks it down on the mound, but then could not get to the ball in the grassy portion of the infield. Jared Webster, the second baseman, trying to come in there and grab it. But good speed by Goldenstein as he gets down to first base easily. And he gets a base hit there for Hastings. So the third hit of the ball game for Hastings, Goldenstein gets aboard. Hastings for the third straight inning will have a base runner. And now Will Reimer comes up there next. He had a single back there in inning number one. Reimer 1-for-1 in this ball game. Scores around the bunt, pulls a back, and a fake throw from the catcher, Jim McClain, down to the first baseman, Enderle. Diving back in there was Goldenstein for Hastings. Reimer in that first ball game, he was 0-for. Struck out once, reached on a base on balls, grounded out once, and flew out once. 1-ball and no strikes to Reimer. He lays down a bunt down to third base side. A nice one. Thatcher Vapp charges and a throw to first base. Not in time. Another Taylor Williams charging there from third base. As Reimer lays down a perfectly placed bunt down the third base line, Reimer's got some good speed. Ball just kind of dies out there in the grass as Taylor Williams came in charging in from third base. He made the throw to the bag, but pulls Enderle off, and Will Reimer was way across the bag anyway. So that's going to be back-to-back base hits here. Nothing hard for Hastings in this third inning, but they've got a couple of base runners. Now at first and second base, Ryan Bender comes up there next. Bender reached on a base on balls his first time up there, and he will take a strike here, nothing and one. Ryan Bender leading the team in just about every offensive category so far this year. He had a base hit in four trips to the plate in game number one, reached on a base on balls, struck out once and grounded out once. But a team-high batting average of .365 coming into the ball game here tonight. Scores around a bunt and takes a pitch inside for a ball. 1-ball and 1-strike to Ryan Bender. Bender so far this year, he's got three home runs, 3 and a 6 that Hastings has put on the board. 17 RBIs. Bender squares around the bunt again, waiting on the pitch here from Folkert. Now pulls it back, takes a whack. Dribbler out in front of the plate, fielded there by Folkert. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. That moves the base runners along. So Bender pulls the bat back and then takes a whack at that one. He got just a little piece of it. It goes trickling out in front of the plate. Cade Folkert had to come off of the mound to grab that one, and he retires Bender over the bag at first. That moves Goldenstein over to third base on the play. Reimer moves along to second base. Now there's one man out for Hastings here in the bottom half of the third inning, and Xander Schmidt comes to the plate next. Schmidt, he struck out his first time up there in inning number one. Xander in the first ball game had a couple of base hits, a couple of singles, scored a run. Hit into a double play and then popped one back to the catcher. First pitch is going to be fouled away on the third base side. No balls and one strike to Xander Schmidt. So Hastings has had some opportunities, like we mentioned before the break. They've now stranded 13 base runners in the two ball games so far. Had 11 in the first one tonight. Yeah. No balls and one strike here. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away back to the screen. No balls and two strikes. Actually, Hastings stranded 11 base runners in the first game, and they've stranded three so far here in game number two for 14. Now you got runners on at second and third base again and only one man out. Here's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball. One ball and two strikes now to Xander Schmidt for Hastings. Coming into the ball game, Xander had five base on balls and six strikeouts. Leads the team in doubles with four as he waits on this next pitch here from Cade Folkert for North Platte First National Bank. Here it comes. He fouls this one back to the screen. Hangs in there tough at one ball and two strikes. So four doubles so far for Xander Schmidt. One triple, one home run. Leads the team, or at least he's tied for the lead in RBIs with 17. As both him and Bender have 17 RBIs this year. One and two the count. With men on in scoring position at second and third, he reaches out for that one and he pops it up first base side and it gets out of play. The count remains at one ball and two strikes. American Legion Baseball tonight from 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're at Duncan Field. Second half of the doubleheader here tonight after North Platte beat Hastings in the first ball game by a score of 8-2. No score here, but Hastings threatening in the bottom of the third. Cade Folkert again from the stretch, and now he throws it into the plate. It's going to be fouled down to third base side. Count remains at one ball and two strikes. In 370 down the line in left field here at Duncan, 367 to right, 405 to the power alleys, and 408 to straightaway center field. Wind blowing in a little bit from center field here tonight. Cade Folkert working from the stretch as he looks for the sign from his catcher, Jim McCain. Pitches on the way, and it's going to be fouled off of the end of the bat. Xander Schmidt, and that one fouled off of the end of the bat as it goes trickling over to the first base side. So the count remains at one ball and two strikes. Xander hanging tough in there. Cade Folkert again looks for the sign. Now offers one to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball. Down is at two balls and two strikes. Goldenstein has worked himself around to third base for Hastings. Will Reimer is on at second base. One off this inning with a couple of singles. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. That's in there for a cold third strike, and he strikes him out. So Xander Schmidt, after fouling away a couple of pitches, gets caught looking there at a called third strike. That's the fifth strike out of the ball game for Cade Folkert for North Platte. So five strikeouts so far, and that's the second out of the inning. That's going to bring up Pat Opperman next. Opperman, he struck out back there in inning number two, actually inning number one. There's a ground ball to the right side. Could be trouble. It's going to be grabbed there by Webster at second base to first base for the out. Good play there. Great play by the second baseman, Jared Webster. He goes in the hole to grab that one, and they get it over to first base in time to catch Pat Opperman. So the inning is over for Hastings. They threaten to get runners at second and third base. Nobody out, but they cannot score as Bender, Schmidt, and Opperman all go down here to end the third inning of play. Hastings scores no runs on a couple of base hits, no errors, two left. We go to the fourth inning of play with a score. North Platte nothing, Hastings nothing.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, no score between Hastings and North Platte First National Bank in our second half of the doubleheader here tonight. American Legion Baseball in 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. No runs, four hits. One error on Hastings. 5 men left on the base pads. North Platte with no runs, one hit, no errors. And they have left one. Cade Folkert, the pitcher for North Platte. Mason Spilenick for Hastings in a pitcher's duel here early in this ball game. Now North Platte will bat here in inning number four. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight between Hastings and First National Bank of North Platte. North Platte winning the first ball game by the score of 8-2. Losing pitcher for Hastings in that first ball game was Nate Williams. He's now 2-1 on the season. Travis Johnson got the win for North Platte. He's now 3-2. So one ball and one strike here. Cade Folkert leading things off for North Platte. They jam him inside. Hits it off with the handle of the bat. It's picked up there by Spilenick. He goes to first base. That's in time. Spilenick lost his footing out there. He fell to the turf in between the pitcher's mound and first base, but he still had plenty of time to catch Cade Folkert over at the bag at first. 1-3 officially, and now Jim McLean, the catcher, comes up there next. And now Spilenick has retired the last 7 guys that he has faced. There's a high fly ball toward right. Drifting back is going to be Blazer, and he grabs it out there. So Jim McCain flies out in one pitch to the right fielder, John Blazer. That's 8 guys in a row that's gone down here for North Platte First National Bank. And that's going to bring up Ben Sucral next, the center fielder. He was the last guy to reach base for North Platte. That was back in the second inning. He had his single back there for their only hit of the ball game so far. So Sucral wears number 6 in that red uniform. He will dive into the right-hand batter's box, takes a pitch down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Spilenick working from the stretch. They're a full windup now. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be fouled away on the first base side. Out of play, 1-1 the count. Spilenick had thrown 16 and 2/3 innings coming into the ball game here tonight. His overall record is sitting at 1 win and 2 losses. He had given up 18 hits and 13 runs, 6 of those earned, 4 base on balls, 8 strikeouts coming in here. But he's looked good so far through the first 3 2/3 innings for head coach Steve Illingworth and Hastings. 2 balls and 1 strike here now to Sucral. Here comes the next pitch from Spilenick. There's a fastball right down the pipe there. 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Ben Sucral. North Platte went down in order in the first inning. They had a base runner in the second inning play, as Sucral had a single. There's a ball hit off of the handle of the bat again. It's going to be grabbed by Spilenick. Underhands at the first base. That's going to be in time. And North Platte goes down in order again here in inning number 4. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning with a score. Hastings nothing and North Platte nothing.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Coming up on Saturday on our network of stations at Platte River Radio, we have got the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. On the air with the pregame show at 1:15, 1:30 will be the kickoff as the East takes on the West. You can catch the game this weekend on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Matt Karloff will lead things off for Hastings here in the fourth inning of play. Number 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order for Hastings to face Cade Folkert for North Platte. So as impressive as Spillick has been for Hastings, Cade Folkert has done the same thing for North Platte First National Bank here in the second ball game. Hastings has got 4 base hits compared to 1 for North Platte. Hastings with 1 error. North Platte with none. Nothing on the scoreboard yet for either team. Karloff looking at a count of 1-0. Here's the next pitch. That ball's going to be hit to right field. That's going to be a base hit. It gets down. Picked up by Martinez on one hop. So Hastings has another base runner here in the fourth inning of play. And now, got to do something with that. Here's Jonas Schultz coming up there next. Jonah grounded out his first time up there in inning number 2. Hastings has left 5 base runners here in this second half of the doubleheader. They left 11 in the first game. Hastings gets their leadoff man on here in the fourth inning. That's Matt Karloff. Takes his lead down there. Here's Schultz attempting to bunt. Does. Down to third base line. Is grabbed there by Williams. It goes to first base. That's not going to be in time. Jonas Schultz, good wheels, gets down the line at first base. Crosses the bag. The throw by Williams pulled Enderle off of the bag a little bit down there at first base. But even if the throw would have been on the money, it would not have been in time, I don't believe. That's going to be a base hit there by Jonas Schultz. So hits 5 and 6 now in the ball game for Hastings here in the fourth inning. And John Blazer comes up there next, the number 8 hitter in the batting order. Blazer had a single his last time up there in inning number 2. He is now playing the first ball game tonight, so he's 1-for-1 so far in this doubleheader tonight. Runners are on at first and second base. They swear around the bunt. It's going to be a called strike there on Blazer. Nothing and one to John Blazer, who's playing out in right field. The first baseman, Jordan Enderle, was coming hard in the play there for North Platte defensively. Third baseman is going to stay around the bag there, Taylor Williams, because there's a man on at second for Hastings. No balls and one strike here to John Blazer. As Folkert takes a look, and now he throws one to the plate. There's a attempted bunt again, and a called strike there as Blazer went after it. No balls and two strikes now to John Blazer. Brandon Panganiban is up there next. Panganiban is anxiously waiting in the on-deck circle here for Hastings. There's nobody out for Hastings. 5 points bank here in the bottom half of the fourth in this scoreless ball game. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside, a fastball. Misses, 1-2. So you're trying to get Blazer to chase after that one, but he keeps the bat on the shoulder here, wisely enough. 1-2 the count now to Blazer. As he digs back in and waits on the pitch here from Cade Folkert. He comes set on the mound at the belt, looks at the runner at second base, throws under the plate. It's going to be inside. Did it catch the inside corner? Yes, it. No, it didn't. It did not. So it's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes now to John Blazer here for Hastings. Wolkert again comes set on the mound. Here comes the next pitch. It swung out and missed, and he strikes him out. So Blazer strikes out in the ball game. That's the first out of this fourth inning of play. That's going to be strikeout number 6 in the contest now for Cade Folkert. And that's going to bring up Brandon Panganiban next. Panganiban, he struck out his first time up there in inning number 2. So he's 0-for-1 here in this ball game. Panganiban also played in game number 1. He had 1 base hit and 3 trips to the plate. Started the day with a batting average of .256. There's a swing and a miss again. Folkert comes with heat and a swing and a miss by Panganiban. So 6 strikeouts for Folkert in the first 3-plus innings here tonight for North Platte First National Bank. Good pitcher's duel here tonight. Still no score. North Platte now threatening. Rather, Hastings threatening here with runners out at first and second base. Folkert looks towards second. And now they got the runner tied up between second and third. Folkert goes to second base. A run down between second and third. And they're going to, they're going to get the out. It's running out of the base pads. Was Matt Karloff. So they call Karloff out at second base. They pick him off. Running down to second base on the play is going to be Jonas Schultz. So now there's two men out. And now the coaches for Hastings going to argue that down there. They say Matt Karloff was out of the base pads. And Karloff is going to be ruled out. So there's two men out. Karloff leading the wrong way there at second base. As Fulker made his move down there, then they run down and they say Matt Karloff ran out of the base pads there, so he is ruled out. So now there's two men out. Runner is out at second base again. That's Jonas Schultz, but now here at the plate, the count is at no balls and one strike to Brandon Pangenhuyben. There's a ball hit towards short. Volz has got it. For North Platte, it goes to first base, and the inning is over. So, again, Hastings threatening there in the fourth inning of play, but a base-running boo-boo there by Matt Karloff, and then a ground ball by Pangenhuyben gets Hastings out of this fourth inning of play. They score no runs on a couple of base hits. No errors on North Platte. One man left on base for Hastings. We go to the fifth inning of play with a score of Hastings nothing and North Platte nothing.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
So still scoreless here in this ball game between Hastings Five Points Bank and North Platte First National Bank here tonight. And now North Platte will bat here in the fifth inning of play. This one is scheduled for 7 here tonight. NBA playoffs going on tonight in the championship series. They're at halftime of game number 1. Miami is leading the Oklahoma City Thunder by a score of 54-47. That is a halftime score. The NBA championship series game number 1 tonight. Miami leading Oklahoma City at halftime by a score of 54-47. No score here between Hastings Five Points Bank and First National Bank out of North Platte. As North Platte bats now here in the fifth, it's going to be Taylor Williams, the third baseman. There's a high chopper over the head of Spilanek on the pitcher's mound, and then Will Reimer can't handle it at the shortstop, making a big turn down there at first base. It's going to be Williams, but he stays put. So a high chopper over the head of Spilanek on the mound. Will Reimer tried to grab it at shortstop. He couldn't do it. It's going to be an error chalked up there on Hastings. Taylor Williams gets a board for North Platte First National Bank. So now North Platte has got their leadoff man on here. In the fifth inning of play, that's going to bring up Nick Martinez next. Before that, Spilanek had retired 9 guys in a row. Williams is going to reach on an error. Here's a bunt laid down. Spilanek's going to grab it. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. The sacrifice works. Moving down to second base on the play is going to be Taylor Williams. The way this game is unfolding, one or two runs might possibly win this, baby. This is Jared Webster coming to the plate next. Now North Platte has got a runner on in scoring position at second base. After the error on Hastings and now the sacrifice by Martinez, Taylor Williams is pulled up at second. Jared Webster comes to the plate next for North Platte. He is 0-for-1 in this ball game as he grounded back to the pitcher. Back there in inning number 2 as the fastball comes in there from Spilanek. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Spilanek was the winner the last time out in that ball game against the Norfolk a week ago. Hastings picked up an 8-3 win on the road. Here's the next pitch by Spilinick. It's going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner right at the knees on Jared Webster. Jordan Enderle, the first baseman, is due up next. And then Thatcher Vapp for North Platte as they try to get something scratched out here in inning number five. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a curveball that just misses. Nice pitch there by Spilinick, but it misses inside. Count goes to 2-1. Hastings with 2 errors now in this nightcap. They had 4 in game number 1. Hastings is out hitting North Platte in this ball game 6-1. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away, first base side, and the count is now even up at 2-2. So 2-2 the count here to Jared Webster. Where's number 2 in that red uniform as he digs in, waits for the next pitch from Mason Spilinick. Mason's got it as he gets it from Pat Opperman. Comes to the belt. Now throws some off-speed stuff to the plate. The ball's hit towards center. Goldenstein comes out and makes the catch. Now Goldenstein makes the catch out there in center field for Hastings. That is the second out of the inning. And that's going to bring up Jordan Enderle next. Enderle is the first baseman. He grounded back to first base his first time up there in inning number 3. Enderle in game number 1. He was 0-4. Into a double play. He walked and he struck out once. So Enderle comes up there now with a runner on at second base. Opperman goes out and has a couple of words with his pitcher, Spilinick, and how they're going to pitch here to Jordan Enderle, the number 8 hitter in the batting order for North Platte. Spilinick from the stretch throws one to the plate and swing and a miss. Wizard him all right on by him there as Jordan Enderle could not get around, and that fastball there delivered by Spilinick. And the count now is at 0-1. Thatcher Vapp is in the on-deck circle here for North Platte. He would be next. Here's the next pitch. Took something off with that one. It hits the outside corner for a strike. 0-2 now to Jordan Enderle. Spilinick has struck out 2 guys so far tonight. 0-2 the count here. Here's the next pitch way up high for ball 1-2. Spilinick's getting up only 1 base hit in the ball game. He has not walked anybody tonight. And he's got 2 strikeouts. He's ahead of the count here at 1-2. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's in there for a called 3rd strike, and he strikes him out. 3 strikeouts in the ball game now for Mason Spilinick as North Platte gets their leadoff man out in the air from Hastings, but nothing across the plate. No runs. No hits, 1 error on Hastings, 1 man left on base. We go to the bottom of the 5th with a score, Hastings nothing and North Platte nothing.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or supposed to be, call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
After an 8-2 ball game in the first one here tonight, settling into a pitcher's duel here in game number 2, no score between Hastings and North Platte as we head to the bottom half of the 5th inning. Hastings is going to be the home team here in this second half of the doubleheader. We got the top of the order coming up there, Kyle Goldenstein, Will Reimer, and Ryan Bender to face Cade Folkert for North Platte. Hastings with no runs and 6 base hits. They've committed 2 errors in the ball game. North Platte, no runs, 1 base hit. They've committed no miscues yet. Nobody across the plate. 0-0 is the score as Hastings will bat now here in the 5th inning of play. Kyle Goldenstein will lead things off. Calls a timeout at the last second. As he backs out of the batter's box, now he's ready to go as he re-enters here. Folkert has got his sign. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count here to Goldenstein. A single and a ground out so far for Goldenstein here in this ball game. He was 0-for-4 in game number one. As he fouls away this next pitch back to the concrete. One ball and one strike behind the plate. Hastings will play at Kearney tomorrow night. Game time will be at 8 o'clock. Then they play in Lincoln a couple of single ball games on Saturday. And will amounts to a doubleheader for Hastings in Lincoln on Saturday. Here's the next pitch by Folkert is going to miss outside. Hastings has got games with Lincoln North Star and Lincoln East coming up on Saturday afternoon at 12 and 2:30. They play on the road at Aurora next Tuesday and then back here against Kearney Runza next Wednesday beginning at 8. We'll have that ballgame for you here on 1230 KHIS beginning with a pregame show at 7:45. Folkert has now fallen behind the leadoff hitter here in the fifth inning, Kyle Goldenstein, at 3-1. So 3-1 the count. Hastings looked at their leadoff man on here in this fifth inning, trying to do some damage here. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. It's going to be foul tap back to the screen. And the count is now full of 3-2. American Legion baseball coverage tonight on 1230 KHIS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 3-2. Cade Folkert's next pitch is going to be lifted to the outfield. Could be trouble coming on. Is going to be a Sucre, and he can't make the catch. It falls out there for a base hit. It was high in the air and not very deep. Sucre came in, the center fielder. Thatcher Vapp, the left fielder, came in and falls right behind the shortstop. Luke Volts out there in shallow left center field, and that's going to be a base hit for Kyle Goldenstein. So Hastings gets their leadoff man on here. That's going to be the seventh base hit of the ball game for Hastings. Hastings had their leadoff man on in the third and the fourth and now the fifth inning. And here's Will Reimer. He comes up there and squares around a bunt, takes a strike. Nothing and one. So Hastings has had potential to score some runs here late in this ball game in the third, fourth, and fifth, but have not been able to put anything together yet. Had a runner over to third base in the third inning of play. Had runners on at second in the fourth. Now they get their leadoff man on here in the fifth. Reimer lays down a bunt, fielded there by Folkert. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. The sacrifice works. So Hastings has got the lead runner down there at second base now in the former Kyle Goldenstein. Now there is one man out, but here comes Ryan Bender up to the plate next for Hastings. Bender is about due. He had a walk back there in the first inning and grounded out in the third. Bender in the first ball game had one base hit, and that was in the first inning. Struck out in the second, walked in the fifth, grounded out in the sixth. So Ryan Bender, the leading hitter on the team with a batting average of .365, will come to the plate here with a runner on in scoring position at second base. Takes a look at the pitch there. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Ryan Bender. Bender playing here on the seniors level for the third year for head coach Steve Illingworth. Waiting on the pitch here from Kane Folkert. And here it comes. It's on the way. It's going to be a fastball that's in there for a strike right at the knees on the outside corner. Good looking pitch there. One ball and one strike now to Ryan Bender. Xander Schmidt would be next. Hastings trying to salvage a split here from this doubleheader with North Platte First National Bank after dropping the first game 8-2. Here comes a Cade Folkert again. He throws it into the plate. That's going to be down low. Took something off of that one and it misses. The count goes to 2-1. Looks like the wind has picked up just a little bit here in the last 15, 20 minutes. Now blowing in on the hitters here at Duncan Field from center. Hastings with a base runner on there at second base. Here comes the next pitch to Ryan Bender. It's going to be down low for a ball. And now the count is at 3-1 to Bender. We'll see if head coach Steve Illingworth will give Bender the green light here. Could be swing away on this pitch from Cade Folkert. Folkert is working from the stretch. He looks at the runner at second base. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So a base on balls. Ryan Bender heads down to first base on the play. Now we got runners on at first and second base. with one man out here in the fifth. And now Jim McClain, the catcher, goes out to talk with Cade Folkert. Halfway between the pitcher's mound and home plate here. Strolling to the play is going to be Xander Schmidt for Hastings. Conference is over, and Folkert, with his head down, will walk back to the pitcher's mound here. So Hastings threatening again. Boy, how many base runners are we going to leave stranded here tonight without getting anybody home? Hastings scored two runs in the first ball game today and left 11 base runners. No runs so far in the second ball game. They've left six. And here comes the pitch here to Xander Schmidt. It's going to be down low, a fastball that misses. One ball and no strikes. One ball and no strikes now to Xander Schmidt. He has struck out twice so far here in this ball game. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. So now Cade Folkert, who had struck out six in the first four innings here tonight, running into some problems here in the fifth inning of play. Runners are out at first and second base. Goldenstein is down there at second. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. Three balls and no strikes to Xander Schmidt. Pat Opperman would be next. A golden opportunity here for Hastings to take the lead in this fifth inning. A single by Goldenstein, a sacrifice, and now a walk to Bender. And now Schmidt is ahead on the count of 3-0. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball. It's in there for a strike. Schmidt taking all the way on that one. It's three balls and one strike. So 3-1 the count. We'll see if Steve Ellingworth again gives the green light here to his hitters. Trying to produce something here in the fifth inning. Here comes the 3-1 pitch from Folkert. It's on the way. It's going to be tapped out here to short. Voltz has got it. It goes to second base for one. Relay throw over to first base is not going to be in time. Ball gets away from Enderle, the first baseman. And coming in to score for Hastings on the play is going to be a Goldenstein. So they get the runner at second base. That was Ryan Bender. But the relay throw over to first baseman, Jordan Enderle, got away from Jordan. And taking off and scoring in the play is going to be Kyle Goldenstein. So Hastings has got the lead by a score of 1-0. There's two men out now in the inning as Xander Schmidt ends up at second base. So they get the runner down there at second base. That was Ryan Bender, but then the relay throw over to first base was wide of the target. Jordan Enderle could not grab it. That's going to allow Kyle Goldenstein to come in to score for Hastings. Give Hastings a 1-0 lead. That's going to be an error chalked up there on North Platte First National Bank to allow that run from third base to come in to score. But now there's two men out as Pat Opperman comes to the plate next. Xander Schmidt is down there at second base. And the pitch to the plate here is going to be outside for a ball. So Hastings has now got the lead by the score of 1-0. They score here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. As Folkert goes to work here for North Platte First National Bank. Here's a fastball again that comes inside and nicks the inside corner for a strike. The count now is going to be one ball and one strike here to Pat Opperman. Bats from the right-hand side. Xander Schmidt waiting at the bag at second. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be inside. That's two balls and one strike now to Pat Opperman. So 2-1 the count here to Pat Opperman, the Hastings High product. As he digs in from the right side, here comes the next pitch. The ball is going to be found away back to the screen. Two balls and two strikes. And the American Legion baseball teams in Hastings made up of players from Adams Central, Hastings St. Cecilia, Hastings High. Majority of these players this year from Hastings, I think 9 out of the 12 guys they have on the roster are from Hastings High. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away on the first base side, out of play. The count remains at two balls and two strikes. 1-0 is the score now. Hastings with the lead. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. We're playing in the bottom half of the fifth. Cade Folkert working in for this time. There's a ball hit to right field coming on. Going to fall in front of the right fielder Nick Martinez coming around third base and a head first slide down here safely at the plate is going to be Xander Schmidt. So Xander Schmidt comes all the way from second base to score on that base hit to right field. Nick Martinez gave it a shot out there, but he couldn't get to it. Falls right in front of him, and then he had a nice throw to the plate, but a head first slide down here by Xander Schmidt. It's the second run of the ball game chalked up there for Hastings 5 Points Bank. It's now a 2-0 ball game as Pat Opperman is credited with an RBI single there here in the fifth. And that's going to bring up Matt Karloff next. Karloff had a single back there in the fourth inning of play. As the pitch comes to the plate here, it's going to be inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So Hastings has gotten to Cade Folkert here in the fifth inning of play. And North Platte's got just 10 guys suited up for the ball game here tonight. So Folkert runs into trouble. You'll probably see somebody from the field take his position here. And the pitch comes inside and beans Matt Karloff. So he hit batter now. Hastings with runners on at first and second base. There's two men out here in the inning. And that's going to bring up Jonas Schultz next, the third baseman. Schultz, he is 1-for-2 in the contest here tonight. He had a single back there in the fourth, grounded out in inning number two. Schultz threw the last couple of innings in game number one here tonight. Did not get an official at-bat. So here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Got started with that single from Goldenstein, a sacrifice by Will Reimer, base on balls by Bender, the air, and the RBI single. Now a hit batter on Karloff, and Hastings has got two runs home. And runners at first and second base as the next pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. And a good grab there by Jim McCain behind the plate for North Platte First National Bank. One ball and one strike now to Jonas Schultz, the third baseman. John Blazer is due up there next. Folkert working from the stretch, looks at the runner at second base, offers one to the plate. Here it comes. It's going to be down low for a ball. They got two balls and one strike now to Jonas Schultz, the catcher, Jim McClain. I'm out of his stance quickly there, looking towards second base, but back in there was Opperman with no throw. Here comes the next pitch, a swing and a miss way out in front of that one was that Jonas Schultz is. Folker took everything off of that one as he came to the plate. Now the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-2 the count here in the fifth inning of play with two men out. We roll the deuces on the scoreboard here as Folker again looks towards second, throws into the plate, hit to the left side. That's going to get through there for a base hit. Around the bag at third is going to be Pat Opperman. He's going to come home and score. And Hastings has now got runners at second and third base. Jonas Schultz took off for second on the throw back into the infield. Pat Opperman scores easily for Hastings. That makes it a 3-0 ball game in favor of Hastings 5 Points Bank. Karloff moves over to third base on the play. Jonas Schultz is on at first as he drives one home here for Hastings. And now it's a 3-0 ball game. John Blazer comes up there next. Blazer had a single back there in the second inning of play, struck out in the fourth. So Hastings all of a sudden getting to Cade Folkert here in this fifth inning. Boy, he had 6 strikeouts through 4 innings. And now Hastings is getting some run-producing hits here in this fifth inning of play. Blazer waiting for the next pitch. Here it comes. It's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and 2 strikes here on John Blazer. Goldenstein with a base hit. Pat Opperman with an RBI single. Jonas Schultz with an RBI single, all here in the fifth inning. 3-0 is the score. Hastings has now got 9 hits in the ball game compared to 1 for North Platte. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball on Blazer. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Folker continues to work from the stretch with runners on at second and third base. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner, and he strikes him out. Strikeout number 7 in the ball game for Cade Folkert, but Hastings comes up with 3 runs in the fifth inning of play. 3 runs on 1, 2, 3 base hits. One error on North Platte and two men left on base. We go to the sixth inning with a score. Hastings 3, North Platte nothing.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So a nice inning there for Hastings 5 points Bank. They scored three runs on three base hits. And now Hastings has got a 3-0 lead over North Platte First National Bank here in this Cornhusker League showdown here tonight after North Platte won the first game tonight by a score of 8-2. And coming back out to throw for Hastings in the sixth inning is going to be Mason Spilinick. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. After the ball game, we'll have our player of the game and also our coach's post-game show before we get out of here. So it's going to be North Platte coming up here. In this sixth inning of play, we got numbers 9, 1, and 2 in the batting order. Thatcher Vapp, then Luke Voles, and also Cade Felkert. Mason Spillett continues to work out there for Hastings. And the count to leadoff man Thatcher Vapp is now at 1-1. Spillett has struck out 3 so far in the ballgame, but he's done the job. He's throwing a one-hitter right now. That one hit was by Sucraw, clear back there in inning number 2. Taylor Williams reached on an error in inning number 5. Here's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. It's now 2-2 here to Thatcher Vapp of North Platte First National Bank. Pop one back to the pitcher attempting to bunt in the third inning. Hits that one toward right field, and going back is going to be the second baseman, Panganiban, and he grabs the ball. Thatcher Vapp flies out to the second baseman, Brandon Panganiban. Luke Voltz comes to the plate next for North Platte. He's a shortstop. Flew out to right field his last time up there in the third inning of play. Grounded out to the pitcher in inning number 1. So he is 0-2 here in game number 2. Voltz also played in the first ball game, had one base hit. In 4 trips to the plate, reached out an error, hit into a double play once, and also flew out to left field. Oh, there's a hard hit ball right back to Spilinick on the mound, and he grabs it. Spilinick grabs the ball, hard hit off of the bat of Luke Voltz. That's the second out of this sixth inning of play. A line out to the pitcher, Mason Spilinick. So not only is he getting the job done on the mound, he makes a nice defensive play there. As he grabs the ball off of the bat of Luke Voltz, a hard hit shot right back to the mound. Now Cade Felkert, the pitcher, is going to come up there next. Felkert so far is 0-2 in this ball game. He struck out once, and he grounded out once. So there's two men out for North Platte now here in the sixth inning of play. Spilinick winds and delivers. Next pitch is swung on and missed. The count is at 1-1 now to Felkert. So we mentioned earlier, Spilinick got to win his last outing. That was an 8-3 decision to Norfolk last week on the road in a Cornhusker League affair. Second pitch is going to miss down low for a ball. Spilinick was a losing pitcher back on May 25th when they lost to Columbus 9-0. There's a strike there. 2-2. So he lost to Columbus 9-0. Hastings got out hitting that ball game 12-2. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. First base side out of play. Count remains at 2-2. Mason Spelinek was 1-2 coming in here. He had thrown 16 and two-thirds innings for head coach Steve Illingworth. Here's the next pitch. Ball hit on the third base line. It's going to be in foul territory. Jonas Schultz playing at third base for Hastings. Watches that one sail on by. Will Reimer is at shortstop tonight. Brandon Pangenieben is at second base. Ryan Bender is at first. Matt Karloff out in left field. Goldenstein is out in center. Blazer is out in right field. Pat Opperman behind the plate. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. A breaking pitch that just misses inside. And now the count is full of 3-2. Cade Folkert now has a full count here at the plate with two men out. Here comes the next pitch by Spilinex to be fouled back to the screen. That remains at 3-2. Last guy to reach base against Mason Spilinek was Taylor Williams, who led off the fifth inning, reaching out an error on Hastings. That lone hit came from Ben Segro back there in the second inning. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball, and he walks him. So a walk given up there by Spilinek. That gives North Platte a base runner. It is a 3-0 ball game. Hastings is out on top of North Platte. Jim McCain comes up there next. That is the first walk of the ball game given up by Mason Spilinek. So McCain comes up there now. He is 0-2 in this ball game. He's grounded out and he's flown out to right field. There's two men out for North Platte here in this sixth inning of play, the top of the sixth. McCain comes up there from the right-hand side. There goes the runner at first base, and the pitch is going to be fouled away. So Falkert will have to head back to first base, and McCain will have a count of no balls and one strike here at the plate. So Folker was going on the pitch there. Got a pretty good jump on Mason Spilinek, the right-hander. But McCain fouls away the pitch. There's a hard hit ball to left center field. Going back is going to be Karloff, and he makes the catch out there. It looked like it was going to be a harder hit ball than that, but Matt Karloff got back there. He made the catch. The wind blowing in a little bit here at Duncan Field, and Karloff got back there to grab the ball off of the bat of Jim McCain, and the inning is over as he flies out to Karloff to end inning number six. So North Platte scores no runs on no hits, no errors, one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth with the score, Hastings 3, North Platte nothing.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Is your pops tops?
Hey, Pop, did you hear the big news?
1230 KHAS Radio loves all fathers, and we've got a brand new toolbox filled with gift certificates for one lucky dad. Register your dad in Hastings at Custom Pack, Eek's Office Plus, Brad's Marine, Orsland Farm and Home, Godfather's Pizza, and Mountain Mud Espresso. Making Father's Day super special for one lucky dad. Winner announced on June 14th. It's 1230 KHAS Radio. Get your dad registered today.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings going to come to bat now here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Hastings out on top by a score of 3-0 after losing the first ball game 8-2 to North Platte. Nate Williams was the losing pitcher for Hastings in game number one. He's now 2-1 of the season. He went the first four innings tonight for Hastings, gave up 6 runs, 4 hits, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts, and a hit batter. Jonas Schultz came on and threw the final couple of innings for Hastings. Travis Johnson was the winning pitcher for North Platte in that first ball game. He's now 3-2. He went the distance tonight, gave up the 2 runs, 9 hits, 3 strikeouts, and 4 walks. Hastings committed 4 errors in that first ball game. They were beaten by North Platte 8-2. Much better ball game for Hastings here in game number two. They got a 3-0 advantage over North Platte. As Mason Spilinek has thrown a 1-hitter so far for Hastings here in this ball game. And now Hastings will bat here in the bottom half of the sixth inning against Cade Felkert, who is having a pretty good night himself. Really sailed through the first four innings. He struck out six Hastings batters in the first four. And Hastings getting three runs and three hits in the last inning. And that's the only runs of the ball game thus far. 3-0 is the score. Brandon Paganiban up there for Hastings to lead off the sixth inning as Felkert goes to work. And the pitch is going to be outside for ball. One ball and one strike. So 1-1 the count here to Brandon Paganiban, number 9 in the batting order. There's a swing and a miss as he goes after that one. 1-2 the count. Top of the order, Goldenstein, and then Will Reimer is up there next for Hastings 5 points back. Ryan Bender would then come to the plate if Hastings can get something going here. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be swung on and missed, and he strikes out. Strikeout number 8 in the ball game by the pitcher, Cade Felkert, for North Platte. Kyle Goldenstein comes to the plate next. Goldenstein, he's had a couple of singles here in this ball game. Scored a run there in the fifth. Grounded out in the first inning of play, so he is 2-for-3 here in this ball game. Goldenstein was 0-for-4 in game number one. And here comes the pitch by Felkert. It's going to be a swing and a miss as Goldenstein goes after an outside pitch there. Nothing and one to the Adams Central Patriot, Kyle Goldenstein. One man out here in the sixth inning of play. Hastings out on top by a score of 3-0. There's some off-speed stuff that's going to be in there for another strike. No balls and two strikes on Kyle Goldenstein. So Hastings with 9 base hits so far here in this ball game. Playing good defense. Pretty good showing here in game number two so far. Next pitch is going to be a fastball that misses outside. 1-2. Hastings will play at Kearney tomorrow night, 8 o'clock starting time. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes will play Kearney Post 52 in the first ball game at 5:30. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be swung on and foul tap. Goldenstein just got a little piece of that one, and the ball falls out of the glove of the catcher, Jim McCain, behind the plate. So Goldenstein stays in there with a count of 1-2. One man out here in the sixth inning of play. Felkert working for the side. He's got it. Here it comes, and he's swinging a miss. Outside pitch there. Strikeout number 9 in the ball game now for Cade Felkert. And that's going to bring up Will Reimer next. Reimer laid down his sacrifices last time up there. And he's had a couple of base hits here in this ball game. So Will Reimer continues his hitting pace here for Hastings 5 points back. Will Reimer had no base hits in the opener. Batting average sitting at 317 in the season to get things started here tonight. Reimer struck out at once, walked once, grounded out once, and flew out once in the first ball game. A couple of singles and a sacrifice here in game number two. And he gets ahead of the count at 2 balls and no strikes. So 2-0 the count to Will Reimer with Ryan Bender in the on-deck circle here for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and he gets ahead on the count at 3 balls and no strikes. So 3-0 the count here to Will Reimer. There's two men out here in the sixth inning. Cade Felkert again looking for the sign. He's got it from McCain. Offers one to the plate. That's a fastball that's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. As Reimer was taking all the way on that one, it's 3-1. 3-1. Felkert taking some time. Now he's in his full windup. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So Hastings with a base runner now here in the sixth inning of play as Reimer gets aboard on the walk. That's going to bring up Ryan Bender. Felkert walked a man in the first inning of play. And he walked a man in the fifth. That's the third walk of the ball game given up by the pitcher, Cade Felkert. Reimer is aboard at first base now with Ryan Bender to the plate. Hastings with a 3-0 lead over North Platte First National Bank as we play here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Felkert now working from the stretch. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. Throw down to first base. That's not in time as Reimer gets scampering back into the bag there. Hastings with 33 stolen bases so far this year. Reimer's got 4 of those. He was a little bit off of the bag down there at first base, but a good throw by McCain sends him back to the bag there. Bender has a count of 1 ball and no strikes here at the plate. And now what do we have? We have a home plate umpire going out to discuss things with the base umpire. And I think the pitcher, Felkert, is going to, let's see, he's asking for a Band-Aid, I believe. They have a blister opening up on maybe one of his hands. He's went all the way here for North Platte here in this ball game, and we're into the sixth inning right now. So now the head coach for North Platte comes out to join the conversation out here in between the pitcher's mound and home plate. We're in the sixth inning of play. There's two men out. Hastings is out on top of North Platte by a score of 3-0 here in this ball game. Ryan Bender is your hitter here at the plate as they continue to work on Cade Felkert, the pitcher for North Platte. You're listening to American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. I think everything is going to be all right here. Felker is going to be allowed to continue as he climbs back on top of the hill. North Platte coach is going back to their dugout. Now Cade Felkert is going to take a couple of practice throws here. Make sure he can still throw the ball. Looked like he maybe a blister or something maybe opened up on his right hand. He asked for a Band-Aid. He got that from the Hastings dugout. And Felker's now making sure he can still throw out there. He's had a great night. He's just struck out two people here in this inning. He's got 9 strikeouts on the night. He's given up 9 base hits. He's trailing in the ball game by a score of 3-0. They're going to leave him out there. And Ryan Bender will get back into the batter's box here. So a base runner is on at first base. That is Will Reimer. Reimer will take his lead down there. Holding him on is going to be Jordan Enderle. North Platte cannot give up any more runs here in this sixth inning of play. Their offense not clicking here in game number 2 yet. Ryan Bender waiting here. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be outside. Nope, it's the outside corner for a strike. So Bender now looking at a count of 1-1. Bender has walked twice already here in this ballgame. He hit one back to the pitcher back there in inning number 3. Reimer takes his lead at first, stays put as the pitch comes to the plate. A fastball that's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. 1-2 now to Ryan Bender. He started the day leading the team in batting with an average of .365, batting in the number 3 position here tonight. 1-2. Here comes the next pitch. Popped it up. Shallow right field going back is going to be the second baseman, and then coming over to make the catch is going to be the first baseman, Jordan Enderle, and the inning is over. Could have been a major collision out there in shallow right field with Webster, the second baseman, Enderle, the first baseman, Martinez, the right fielder, all in the same area, but finally Jordan Enderle grabs the ball to end the inning, so he officially flies out to the first baseman, Enderle, and the sixth inning is over. Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors, one man left on base, and the score, after 6 innings of play, it's now Hastings 3, North Platte nothing.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
So Mason Spilnick from Hastings High, 6-foot, 155-pounder, going to try to finish things off here for Hastings 5 points bank here in this one. He's got a 3-0 lead as we head to the seventh inning.
Go, guys.
And coming up for North Platte, we're going to have numbers 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order.
Sucroft.
Ben Sucroft is going to come out to the center fielder. There's a ground ball towards short. Going to be picked up there by Reimer as he goes over the first base. That's going to be in time. Sucroft grounds out to Will Reimer at shortstop. A one-hitter thrown so far by Mason Spilnick. That one base hit was by Sucroft back there in the second inning. Another guy reached base on an error, Taylor Williams in a fifth. Other than that, this has been a tremendous performance by Mason Spilnick of Hastings. Taylor Williams up there next. He takes a strike, nothing and one. Williams, he has grounded out and he has reached on an error. He sends that ball out to shallow center field, and going back is going to... Will Reimer grabs that one for Hastings. Reimer goes back there in shallow center field to grab that one as well. So two up, two down here for North Platte First National Bank here in the seventh. And now Nick Martinez comes up there next. So North Platte down to their final out here in this second game with a doubleheader. Martinez has struck out once. He's laid down a sacrifice. Here's a pitch by Spilnick that's going to be in there for a strike. So Spilnick wins his last outing in that ball game against Columbus, and he's sailing along here tonight. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Coming up after the ball game tonight, we'll have our player of the game and also our coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Here comes the next pitch by Spilnick. There's a ground ball again to Will Reimer at shortstop. He gets it over the first base, and Reimer makes all three plays in the seventh inning of play, and this ball game is over as Hastings wins the second half of the doubleheader by the score of 3-0. A one-hitter thrown by Mason Spilnick of Hastings, and Hastings gains a split of this doubleheader with North Platte First National Bank here tonight. Hastings wins the nightcap by the score of 3-0. North Platte scores no runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. In inning number 7, we'll come back with a recap after this.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
So a split here tonight for American Legion baseball teams. North Platte, Hastings. North Platte winning the first ball game 8-2. Hastings coming back to win the nightcap on a score of 3-0. Mason Spilnick throws a one-hitter in the nightcap. Has three strikeouts. Walked only one batter. Gave up the no runs. And he wins the baseball game here tonight. Spilnick is now 2-2. On the season, Cade Folkert is going to be the losing pitcher. He gave up 9 hits, 3 runs, 9 strikeouts, and 3 walks. Hastings did all their damage in the second ballgame in the fifth inning as they scored 3 runs on 3 base hits. Cal Goldenstein had a base hit in that inning. Pat Opperman had an RBI single in the inning. Jonas Schultz also drove home a run in the fifth inning of play, and that's all Hastings needed, as Hastings knocks off North Platte First National Bank in the second half of the twin bill by a score of 3-0. So Hastings is now 10-13 in the season. North Platte falls to 12-10. Hastings will play at Kearney tomorrow night. Stick around. We got the player of the game coming up next and in the coach's post-game show as American Legion Baseball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. Our post-game report is up next on KHAS Radio, 1230 AM.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Check us out at hastingstribune.com.
All right, back at Duncan Field, Hastings with a split here tonight with North Platte First National Bank as they win the nightcap by a score of 3-0. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. We'll come back and talk with our player of the game right after this.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Second ball game tonight, Kyle Goldenstein with a couple of base hits, Will Reimer with a couple of base hits, and Jonas Schultz with two base hits. But the real star of the second ball game was Mason Spilnick, who got the win for Hastings. He throws a one-hitter in the ball game tonight. He is going to be our player of the game. Mason, thanks for joining us on the post-game show. Talk about your outing tonight. Did you have it in your bones? Did you come out and then throw something like that tonight?
I had the adrenaline sure going through me. First game at pitching at Duncan this year and under the lights, so just wanted to go out and get the W.
You gave up one base hit the entire night, and talk about that. That was way back in what, inning number two, and it was a long time. Inning number two, you gave up your only base hit. Talk about that.
Yeah, I was in 0-2 count, and I had threw a hanging changeup and just passed the glove of a diving Jonas Schultz.
You also gave up one walk. Other than that, you had basically everything working for you tonight. Looks like you were completely in demand and in control of this ball game.
Yeah, felt good hitting all my spots, and curveball was working as well as a fastball.
Never really in trouble any of the way here tonight. That feel good out there. Your defense looked good too.
Oh yeah, it's great to have a good defense behind you.
Hastings had some errors in the first ball game, but played pretty solid in game number two tonight. That was one of the better outings what Hastings had in that second ball game. But one of the best outings you had this year?
Yeah, definitely this year. Probably best of my life, too.
So yeah. you got a lot of that in you now for the games ahead here?
Oh, yeah. I plan on it.
Okay. Congratulations on the win. You're our player of the game tonight as Hastings gets a split from North Platte First National Bank. We'll see you down the road.
All right. Thank you.
Mason Spilnick, again, our player of the game for Hastings tonight. He throws a one-hitter against First National Bank out of North Platte here tonight. Hastings picking up a 3-0 win over First National Bank out of North Platte. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to American Legion Baseball.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online, hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned. The Coach's Postgame Show is up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, here's KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Hi, back at Duncan Field. North Platte wins the first ball game tonight, 8-2 over Hastings. And now Hastings, 5 points back, wins the nightcap on a score of 3-0 as Hastings head coach Stephen Linkworth joins us on the postgame. And, Coach, let's start with game number two. First of all, Mason Spilenick, what a job he turned in here tonight. He ends up throwing, 82 pitches in the ball game tonight. Talk about his performance.
That was an excellent performance. That's Mason's second consecutive complete game. He was more dominating tonight. He was pitching inside, was in on their fists all night. They couldn't do anything with the ball. And then even when they were looking there, then he'd float a curveball over the outside corner. So he just had command of all his pitches. He threw one really bad pitch all night, and that got hit for a base hit, and that was a hanging changeup at 0-2 count. So you can't have a kid pitch much better than Mason did tonight.
Did you expect that type of performance sometime throughout the year? Was he one of your go-to guys this year?
Well, Russ Kindig had him last year on Johnson Imperial Homes, and he said night in and night out, Mason was very good through strikes, and that's the way he's been for us this year. You know he's going to throw strikes. He's going to let your defense work behind him. And tonight, you know, like I told you, he was a control guy, and he was definitely on tonight with his control.
Your defense in that second ball game, too, was pretty good behind him.
The defense was excellent. Will Reimer made some excellent plays on some slow choppers. You know, everybody else played good defense. The only hit, that was a pretty hard hit ball. But, you know, I was really proud of the way we bounced back from that first game. We were really disappointed in that. I think we out-hit them by quite a bit in that first game, but I think we had four errors. Walked too many, hit a couple, and that's just not the way to win a baseball game.
Well, was that the big problem, just giving them too many opportunities in that first ball game?
Yeah, I think it was. You know, Williams just did not have his best stuff tonight. He just didn't have great command. We didn't, you know, have a lot. We had Jonah in relief, but we don't want to use up all our pitching. We had a long weekend up in Columbus, and we're resting some arms, and we couldn't use, you know, Gats tonight because he's scheduled for Kearney tomorrow. And so, you know, we kind of had to go with Williams a little longer than we wanted to. He just didn't have his best stuff, but he battled when he was out there.
Is that the frustrating thing right now with this baseball team? You have turned in some great performances. Certainly this one in the second half of the doubleheader tonight has to rank up there. You beat Grand Island. You mentioned the Lincoln Northeast ball game during the pregame show. This team is very capable of playing some very good baseball, but yet then we have some real flops out there too.
Well, that, I think, is a product of our youth. You know, at the beginning of the year, our first game here, and when we talked, I said we were really young. And we're still pretty young, but now we are 23 games into the season, and these young guys are starting to grow up. What we hope to develop is some consistency. What you saw tonight is a little bit of what we did last weekend. Played very good on Friday, so-so on Saturday, very good on Sunday. We've got to get that consistency where we're playing well every day.
The second ball game kind of battled into a pitcher's duel. They have a very good pitcher out there as well. But finally, you got to this guy in the fifth inning.
If I'm not mistaken, I think their pitcher in that second game beat Kearney last week 1-0. And I might be wrong on that, but if he's the same kid that played center field in the first game, that's the pitcher that beat Kearney last week, according to what we're told. So, you know, he was excellent. I mean, Mason had to pitch that kind of game to beat that kid because he was he was a really strong pitcher, had command out there, did not get, you know, upset or riled by anything. So, you know, for us to win that game was quite an accomplishment because you saw two good pitchers going tonight.
How'd you get to him then in the fifth inning?
I'm trying to remember how we got that done. We left so many runners all night that, you know, but we just kind of found a way to do it. We kept telling the guys, you're hitting him. But as you know, I think there's two consecutive innings that we got our first two runners on. We got our first runner on, tried to bunt him over, and the bunt was so good that guy was safe, and we didn't get runners in either of those innings. So right now we're a little frustrated. We're leaving a lot of people on base.
20 in the doubleheader here tonight. That's way too many.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. And that was kind of, that was our problem somewhat over the weekend. You know, we're hitting the ball a lot of hits tonight, but our run production has to go up because we can't beat everybody by shutting them out.
You're coming up with some good hits. Like we said, you had the guys, Goldenstein had a couple of hits. Reimer had a couple of hits in that second ball game. Jonas Schultz had two hits. So you're getting some multiple hit games now, and that's what's going to take, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, what I was really pleased with tonight, like I said, both of those North Platte pitchers were quality pitchers, and we got a lot of base hits tonight. So that's encouraging, but we have to learn how to get those guys in and not leave them stranded.
Now you go on the road tomorrow night to play a very good Kearney team. You get another look at an area team tomorrow, a team that handled you guys pretty
yeah,
easily earlier.
Yeah, we played them in the second game of the season, and I think they 10-runned us, hit the ball really hard, and then we played them up in Grand Island in the Grand Island tournament about 2 weeks ago, and that was a slugfest. They beat us 13-10, and if I'm not mistaken, I think we had a couple runners on base when the game ended, so I'm hoping for not that kind of game. That's Kearney's kind of game. That's not our kind of ball. We need a really good pitching performance from Gats. Close game, so we have a chance to win at the end.
Okay, congratulations on this one. We'll see you on the road.
Thank you.
That's Steve Millingworth, the head coach for Hastings 5 points Bank. Hastings able to scratch out a split here tonight with North Platte First National Bank. North Platte winning the first ball game 8-2. Hastings winning the nightcap by a score of 3-0. We'll get a final word right after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
So it was Hastings dropping the first ball game on a score of 8-2 to North Platte. Travis Johnson was the winning pitcher for North Platte in that ball game. Nate Williams was the losing pitcher for Hastings, as Hastings 5 points Bank had four critical errors in that ball game. Left 11 runners on the base paths in game number one, but they turn it around here in the nightcap as Mason Spilnick throws a one-hitter for Hastings. And Hastings able to knock off North Platte by a score of 3-0. So Hastings 5 points Bank now 10-13 in the season. They will play in Kearney tomorrow night against Kearney Runza. That'll be an 8 o'clock ball game. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes will play in the first ball game beginning at 5:30 tomorrow night at Memorial Field. Hastings then playing a couple of ball games in Lincoln coming up this weekend on Saturday afternoon. They'll play Aurora next Tuesday on the road, and we'll get back with them on next Wednesday when they play host to Kearney Runza back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. So it was North Platte winning the first ball game tonight by a score of 8-2 over Hastings. Hastings 5 points Bank comes back to win the nightcap by a score of 3-0. That'll do it tonight from Duncan Field for 1230 KHAS Sports. This is Mike Will.
The Coach's Post Game Show has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling for construction, carpentry, siding, roofing, additions, concrete, drywall, and painting. Call Bill Hamburger Remodeling at 469-8551. You've been listening to Hastings 5 Points Bank Baseball, an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.